The difference between men and women. This is a letter about love, the type of love that attracts a man to a woman and a woman to a man. This is the love that joins them together in marriage and keeps them together in marriage. This love can be known as attraction, desire, or romantic love. But if this love dies, so dies the marriage also. A marriage cannot survive without this love. It may give the appearance of a marriage, but if there is no love, there is no marriage. The man and woman may be able to live together as friends, or out of a sense of duty, or maybe for the children's sake. But this marriage is effectively dead, even if divorce has not yet come. The love that brought this man and woman together has died, and so the marriage also. The modern thinking is that this love or desire will always die in a marriage. The pleasant feelings will subside. It is expected. It is normal, we are told. You just need to prepare yourself, because all the romance will be gone and things will get hard. Just like having children, they will be a burden, expect it. You thought caring for a baby was difficult. Just wait for their terrible twos. It is because of these very things that many young people no longer want to get married or have children. I mean, why suffer these things? It is much better to be alone than to be in a loveless marriage with burdensome children. This letter will prove false this evil and damaging lie, that it is normal and natural for attraction, for the most beautiful love between husband and wife to die in a marriage. It will give the reason as to why this love dies and the answer to why there are increasing divorce rates all over the world, whereas in times past divorce was rare. Attraction. Without it, a man and woman will not join, but with it, their lives together will be effortless, a blessing and a joy. The most important attraction that must be maintained is that of the woman to the man. A wife must feel desire and love for her husband. If the woman is attracted to the man, she can be happy, yet if she is not attracted, she cannot be happy. And the man can only be happy if the woman is happy. The saying, happy wife, happy life, holds true. If a woman is attracted to a man, she will naturally become more feminine. She will be happy to see him, to help him, and to do things for him. A woman's behavior can be very different depending on the man she is with. It all hinges on the attraction and the respect she has for him. Why do women stay with men who mistreat them? Yet many women will leave a kind, gentle man who gives them emotional and financial support and will treat them like a queen. Isn't he everything a perfect husband should be? And even if they do not leave a man like this, they will usually treat that type of man with disrespect. They will gradually become more assertive, outspoken, unsatisfied, and unhappy. But don't they have all their needs fulfilled? No, not if love has died. If they have lost the desire, attraction, respect, and even admiration they once felt for their husbands, nothing can make up for this. No amount of communication, no amount of thoughtfulness, no amount of concern or caring by the husband can make his wife desire or love him. So why has love died? Why doesn't she desire or truly love her husband anymore? Because he is not a man. Women can only love a man, but he is not acting like a man. He is not acting like a man was designed by God to act. Therefore, she no longer views him as a man. It is very simple. Love is between a man and a woman. The greater the differences, the more attraction is generated. It can only be the differences between the masculine and feminine that can generate this type of love, the attraction, the desire. But for the last few generations, Western culture has been slowly working towards removing those differences between men and women. By removing the differences, they are effectively removing love and everything that comes from it, romance, family, and children. The loss of these are the fruits of society, which puts no difference between men and women. What is unbelievable is that many don't even realize how important to attraction that these differences are. Western dating sites have more than a few profiles of women showing themselves lifting heavy weights or their biceps and tattoos. Yet these women seem to be oblivious to the reason they cannot find a man. They have been misled and deceived by a society which refuses to acknowledge the way humans were designed. Unfortunately for any who put their trust in this society and its leaders, reality always wins in the end. Why doesn't a woman marry another woman? A woman can be very happy around another woman and really enjoy her company. So why doesn't she marry a woman? Because a woman was designed by God to be attracted to masculine characteristics. But if a man is not acting masculine, just watch a woman's attraction drop and her behavior with it. A man can be famous, have a chiseled body, and earn $1 million a year. But if that man doesn't act right, if he stops behaving like a man should and as an example, starts messaging her love hearts, hugs, and smiley faces with every message, watch her attraction drop. All these high status, high value attributes of this rich, famous, and attractive man count for nothing. Even all the concern and caring count for nothing because he is no longer acting like a man, but like one of her girlfriends. Women are very sensitive to these nuances of what is and what is not masculine behavior. This is hardwired into women. It is the way they were designed by God, and thankfully, no social programming can fully overcome this. The desires that a woman has for a real, masculine man cannot be overridden, even by a lifetime of being told that masculine men are toxic, will mistreat them, and are responsible for basically every evil. Although the desire that God has placed in a woman, Genesis 3:16, can never be fully overridden, the longer the woman has lived and been exposed to Western culture, the more consequences there will be. She will generally be unhappy, easily triggered to anger, and easily offended. She is in internal turmoil and conflict, as the part of herself God has programmed desires a strong man to lead her. But this is in direct conflict with everything society has taught her. She may both love and hate men at the same time. She is unstable, on an emotional knife edge. These things are especially true if she had no strong father figure, husband, or masculine men in her life to counteract the toxic societal influences. These women will normally marry a weak man, whom they will wear down until the man becomes easily controlled and tolerant of her bad behavior. This is the most common type of marriage in Australia, where men have become accustomed to their wife's outbursts of anger and disrespect for them. The men will often even joke about it, but while they make light of it, their wife is fantasizing about other men. So then what is the key error that men are making? The mistake that will destroy love and ultimately destroy families. It is the very first and the very same mistake that the first man that ever lived made. And it is this sin that is collapsing our modern society to the point where we are failing to reproduce and have enough children to replace the aging populations. The great mistake. The first man, Adam, decided to follow his wife instead of God. Adam loved his wife more than his creator. Adam took of the forbidden fruit that his wife gave him, fully knowing it was wrong to do so, knowing that God had commanded them not to eat of it. Not only that, but he knew the serpent was lying and deceiving Eve, but he was too weak, too pathetic to stand up to his wife and say no. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived. 1 Timothy 2:4. This verse clearly shows that Adam was not deceived by the serpent. So why did he take the fruit also? The answer is that he loved his wife more than God. Instead of following his own judgment as a man, he decided he was going to let the woman lead him. And this is the great sin that continues increasingly today, and the great sin that is collapsing our society. Men are following women. What were the consequences for Adam listening to and following his wife? To Adam God said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life." Genesis 3:17. Life became much harder for them after that. How do you think Eve felt when God put them out of the Garden of Eden? Do you think she respected Adam for listening to her, for allowing her to be deceived by Satan? No, she did not. She would have likely made his life a worse burden than even the work they now had to do to survive. And today, 6,000 years later, if you as a man decide that God's ways are too unfair and harsh on women, and instead you are going to have an equal partnership marriage and make decisions together. Your life will be cursed also. Instead of being in a figurative Garden of Eden, where you would have experienced a loving, gentle, sweet wife, like a delicate flower, so precious, you will have a hardened battle axe who will disrespect you, question your every move, and make your life painful toil. Her voice will no longer be sweet and comforting, but an irritation, like a continual dripping. Your children will become a curse, loud, unruly, and disrespectful. These are the curses God puts on a man who will follow his wife. So why are men to be the leaders? Do men somehow have a better ability to spot deception and lies? Is this why, according to God, men are not to be under the authority of a woman? And I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. 1 Timothy 2:12, a woman cannot respect or love a weak man who will follow her. A woman cannot love a man she can manipulate and control. And women will always try to control a man, mostly subtly, sometimes overtly. But she will, especially in this modern Western society. The ways women do this are vast and varied. They might see if you will tolerate their bad behavior. They might try to get you to change your mind, or maybe they will act cold and pull away, not answer your call, try to disrespect you, and all for no apparent reason. But these behaviors are to test your internal strength as a man. And if you view them as such, a woman's behavior becomes less of a mystery, which it seems to be to most men. All the evils in this world started because a man, against his better judgment, decided to let a woman lead him, and all the evils continue to grow because of this exact same reason. Adam did not have to follow his wife, and the moment you fold and give in to your wife against your better judgment is the moment love and your marriage starts to die. It is the moment when her love, her attraction and respect for you as a man starts to die also. But she will, of course, in that moment, be very happy when you give in to her and every time after. But every time you let her lead you, the way she views you as a man will fade. A woman was designed to be a helper to the man, and she cannot be happy otherwise. A bold statement indeed, but it is proven true by history and by God's word, Genesis 2:20. When a woman starts to rule over a man, as in most relationships today, violations of God's spiritual law take place according to the way He has designed the dynamics between a man and woman. The governmental and authority structure has broken down. When this authority structure, 1 Corinthians 11:3, breakdowns, so does the whole society with it. Children are no longer a blessing that they once were in the past, but rather a burden, so that now less and less young people want to have them. Men must be the leaders, not women and not children. This is because everything hinges on the man's behavior. The woman is reactive to the man. Her behavior to a great extent depends on his. If a man is masculine, a leader she can look up to, strong physically, strong emotionally, like a rock that cannot be moved, she will desire him, she will serve him. But if he is weak, emotionally reactive and indecisive, she will feel insecure, unhappy, and make his life a terrible burden. A woman can only truly love one man. A man may love many women, but a woman only keeps one in her heart. The bad news for men is that, if you are not the one she loves, you will likely never be. Women love a man for who he is, his character, his looks, his style, the way he walks, the way he talks. She either likes him or she does not. Nothing a man can do for a woman can make her love him. The great misconception is that a man can win a woman's love. Often the opposite is true. His over-pursuing and over-interest will often turn her off. She will view him as weak and desperate, of low value and with few options. So no amount of romantic gestures, expensive gifts, or even thoughtfulness on the man's part will make a woman truly love a man. The only thing a man can do to make a woman love him is to be the best man he can be, to build himself, his mind and body in the image of God. The way God has designed the dynamics between a man and a woman, if followed, would make it near impossible for a woman's attraction and love for her husband to die. It should only grow and increase. Sounds too good to be true. A man and woman were designed to marry young, but when a man is in his 20s, he is generally lacking a lot of masculine characteristics that older men possess. Although lacking, the woman loves him and they marry. Sexual union forms an incredible bond between them as they share this, the most intense and intimate experience, exclusively together. To develop as a man needs responsibility, and the greatest responsibility is a family to lead and provide for. Under these loads, the man truly grows and develops. A man's masculinity increases greatly under stress and load. Physically, by lifting weights or laboring, his body becomes hard and strong. So under mental strains, he becomes mentally strong. Wisdom, confidence, and leadership grow with time. As time passes, this young husband only becomes more of a man. He is now truly developing the character of God. He has become the woman's emotional fortress. She feels peaceful and secure with him. She knows he has everything under control. He is her protector from the evils of the world. This allows her to become truly feminine, to let her guard down. Warmth, gentleness, and playfulness become her. She can put her walls down. She no longer needs them. And she no longer needs to test him because he has passed her tests. She tried to sway his judgment. She cannot. She tried to make him react and lose control. She cannot. He is stronger than her. Now finally, he has become the man she can truly love. A love like this, a bond like this between husband and wife, is near impossible to break. Their love benefits each other and helps each to grow in the qualities and characteristics that God has determined for each. The man becomes more masculine and the woman more feminine. This is the exact opposite of this society, where in the majority of marriages, the women become more masculine, taking the lead, while the men become weaker and domesticated, that is, emasculated. But if God's way is followed, the loving relationship of a truly masculine husband and a truly feminine wife will bring forth children who are a blessing to their parents, healthy children, both physically and mentally. Because the man I have mentioned will have the strength to discipline his children, to say no, and the wisdom and courage to make decisions for their health and well-being, even contrary to the wisdom of this world. Sadly, the man described here is not likely a modern man. He is more of a man lost to the past, a man of honor. When this man died, so died the civilization he built. When he died, so died the gentle, caring, and submissive woman. When they had both died, so did the happy, obedient children. Now we bear the fruits of his death. The birth rate has dropped well below replacement rate. Those children that are born are often mentally or physically damaged. They drain the life out of the parents. Marriage itself is seen as a prison where love is expected to die. This evil is due to the breakdown of God's governmental structure he designed for humans, which is patriarchy. Instead, the women now rule over the men and the children over the parents, as was foretold of this modern time. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Isaiah 3:12, because this is largely a modern sickness, if what has been said in this letter is true, we should find much less divorce and much larger families in the past when patriarchy was the norm. And this is exactly what we find. We find little or no divorce, and we find large families with many children. Look at all civilizations of the past that lasted for thousands of years. The defining characteristic is that they were a male-dominated society. They were societies largely dominated by logic and reason, not by feelings. Our society, especially the West, has become largely feminine. It has become focused on how an individual feels, supporting them, nurturing them, while the actual society collapses around us. The way a woman feels about herself is very important to her, and this society has become obsessed with just that. There is no end of emotional support groups, are you okay? But to the men of times past, these things seem foolish. Can you imagine your great-grandfather attending any of these? No, he would be ashamed, and for good reason. Men, on the other hand, are less worried about feelings or offending others, especially if it is done for the long-term benefit of all. Just like this letter, its words may hurt, but if understood, it is the foundation for restoring true love, marriages, and families. A woman's emotional frailty and her concern for feelings is a beautiful quality, and a feminine woman is indeed very beautiful, and they make life beautiful for all around them, but they cannot lead because of it. If you allow a woman to lead your family, then instead of beauty, you will end up finding ugliness. All the sweetness, the gentleness that you once loved will depart from her. She will no longer bring joy to your heart. She will lose her femininity, and your love for her will die. This has all come about because your marriage is now in opposition to God's will, and no amount of counseling or effort can heal a marriage like this. It is dead and dying, like our society. Love is between a man and a woman, and can only exist as such. A woman will often test a man's masculinity, and the more beautiful and more feminine she is, often the harder she will test. This is because she can choose from many men, and she wants the best man she can get. Men will often fail these tests and destroy their marriage. Their wife becomes no longer attractive to them, and vice versa. Divorce ensues, and this can even happen to men twice. After their first marriage has failed, they then decide to marry again, usually to a younger woman. This young woman still has the sweetness and gentleness that had departed from his previous wife. "Wow, so beautiful," he thinks. "Now I have a woman I can love again, one that will bring joy to my life." But within a year or two, she has become just like his first wife, disrespecting him, bossing him around like he was a young child. All the sweetness, all the meekness departed from her. Now he is trapped in another dead and loveless marriage, and with no idea how it happened. Women cannot respect or love a man they can lead, control, or manipulate. If you only get one thing from this letter, get this and never forget it. And the irony is they will always try to get the man to do what they want, the very same thing which will destroy their love for the man. This is why the Apostle Paul states that a woman should be in submission to her husband. Ephesians 5:22, nevertheless, the ways that a woman will test a man are often beneficial to him, although it may seem not at the time. What young man has not had his heart ripped out and trampled on by a woman? But this usually only happens because he has not yet become a man. He failed her tests. Maybe he gave into his lusts, or maybe he lost control of his emotions, or became weak with love for her. If a man is making these mistakes, he is not yet truly a man, and not yet deserving of the love of a woman. But if you are deserving and succeed where the first man Adam failed and passed the ultimate test, which is to love God more than her and follow God instead of her, then she will love you wherever you go, no matter time nor distance, and she will hold you in her heart forever. It is only when you don't need a woman that a woman will need you. Understand this, and love will find you. To the woman he, God said, "Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." Genesis 3:16. This generation does not believe what God has said and has done everything to try to prove him wrong. And one of their proudest achievements has been to break the wife free from the rulership of her husband. But by doing this, they have broken her desire and her love for him, and in turn broken marriages, families, and even the society itself. But despite all this, there is still hope for the woman who has faith and humility. Finding true love is still possible. So women, never give up on love or on men, as there is no substitute for the feelings of love, desire, and real peace you can have when led by a truly masculine, God-fearing man. Some other big mistakes men make as a man. You can never unload your troubles on a woman. Never burden her with your problems, or even discuss them with her unless really needed, as in a marriage, and then only in a way where you appear in control and confident. Sounds harsh, but remember she is the weaker vessel. It is not for her to bear your burdens. You suffer alone or take them to God or maybe to other men. But for a woman to bear these things can be damaging to her femininity. As a man, you will spend much time listening to her problems and often not even offering solutions, but just being there is all she needs. But you cannot share with her. Look at examples of biblical men. They often cried out to God, but not to their wives. A negative, insecure, complaining man has the ability to turn a delicate flower of a wife into a hardened battle axe. Women must be protected from the evils of this world, or else they will be forced to protect themselves and lose much of their femininity in the process. The hardest to accept and most difficult thing for a man: never fall in love with a woman. Love her that is outgoing, concerned for her, care for her, watch out for her, but never fall romantic movie style, lovey-dovey in love. If you do, you will lose your masculine presence. You will start acting differently than the man she fell in love with. You will idolize her, put her on a pedestal, and put her above God and your purpose as a man. I have had this happen a few times. One example, the woman said to me, "When you look at everyone else, you have eagle eyes, but you look at me with puppy dog eyes." She said this very happily, as a positive thing. But overall, she was becoming unhappy, and her behavior became terrible after that. So terrible, I fell out of love with her and began looking at her with more masculine eagle eyes. Being more strict with her, it was hard, but her behavior improved and she became happy again. Many young men will have their heart broken by falling in love. They can't understand why the woman starts acting so badly towards them. When a woman starts treating you badly, you cannot ask her the reason or what you should do to make things right. Neither can you seek counseling from any experts. You are the leader, and as a man, she expects you to know what to do. Does she need to tell you, a man, how a man should behave? Even asking makes her lose respect for you. Any likely advice she will give you is that she needs more from you, more attention, more effort on your part. Maybe she will mention some insignificant things like you leaving the toilet seat up or not putting something away, etc. You can give her all of this, but it will not make her love you. But if she does love you, all of these problems will suddenly not be problems anymore. She could not care less about all these small things if she truly desires you. Yet if that desire is lost, suddenly every small thing becomes a problem. That is why you can never fall in love with a woman, because if you fall in, she will fall out. If you become weak with love for her, she will sense this weakness, and a woman cannot love or desire a weak man. She will punish you until you learn to become a man, or you will lose the beautiful woman you once knew. Not that she will necessarily leave you, only the beautiful feminine spirit that you loved will leave. This spirit may still be in her, but it now looks and waits for a man to awaken it in her.